Welcome to another episode of Sideline Times. Throughout this series, each program has taken a look at various sports and competitions that are at the heart of the college sport in Limerick. In this episode, we deal with women's basketball in the College of Mary Eye. Despite the team winning several local leagues, there has been little recognition within the college thus far. Over the next half hour, we will speak with various players and management who have been involved throughout the years. They will focus on their experiences within the sport and why they think it lacks the recognition it deserves. How knowledgeable are the students of Mary Eye about the basketball team? We took to the campus to find out.
I'm really sorry to say I know nothing. I think I'd like to though, because I think for the teams it'd be better if we had we could see their fixtures and that and kind of get behind the Mary Eye players.
I'm the same. I kind of don't know a lot. One of my friends plays, but I haven't heard a lot about it at all. So I don't know. It's not really known. I don't know. Hopefully, next semester it'll be more known, because I think it would be a good thing to do. It'd be fun.
I know nothing about the basketball team. I didn't even know we had one. I knew we had more GAA teams, but I didn't realise we had a basketball team.
I'm afraid, to be honest, I know nothing about basketball in Mary Eye. I've never seen any posters, I've never seen advertisements for the team, and I've never heard of any successes and losses to do with the Mary Eye basketball team.
Absolutely nothing. I didn't even know there was a team.
Same here. This is the first I've heard that we have a basketball team.
Not a lot, really. I know one of the girls in my group is kind of over it, and there's a lot of girls in second year kind of involved in it. That's all I know, really.
Nothing, really, to be honest. I know one of the girls in the course like that plays on the team, but other than that, nothing. Sorry.
Nothing much.
I didn't know we had a basketball team. Sorry.
I don't know anything about the basketball in Mary Eye at all.
I know there's training every Thursday at 6, I think. I know they do coaching courses from time to time, but after that, not a whole lot.
I know that our housemate, Erin, set it up, I think, and that no one really turned up to practice at the start. And he was really disappointed because he really wanted it to get going. But other than that, I wouldn't really hear. I don't know how it's getting on now.
I don't really have a clue about basketball in Mary Eye, to be honest. I haven't heard anything about it.
I didn't even know it existed until you asked this question, so I don't know anything about it.
I know absolutely nothing about basketball in Mary Eye.
Okay, so let's hear what the man in charge has to say.
My name is Tony Caher, and I coach the Mary Immaculate College women's basketball team. I've been coaching the women's basketball team in Mary Eye for about 7 or 8 years now. I coached Waterford Wildcats Super League team for the last 3 years, and prior to that I coached the University of Limerick UL Ohanish for 4 years in the Women's Super League. I coached a lot of underage teams. I coached the Irish cadet girls team that went to European Championships, a number of Munster teams and Southwest school teams. I think what makes a good team is having a balance of players who have a desire to achieve, players who work very well together and complement each other's styles. Are hard workers, but you also need talent. Depending on the league you're in, I suppose you need a lot of talent in the higher leagues, but I think overall you just need a team of players who work really well together and gel well together and who have the talent. We train on Mondays and Wednesday nights in a new sports hall. At the start of the year we'd have huge numbers because players try out, so for the first few weeks we play a lot of 5-on-5 stuff, just to look at how strong the players are. And then once we get a team selected, we tend to just work on tactical stuff and skill stuff for the period of time until we come to our first games. and after that we're just preparing for each game. The girls' teams in Mary Eye have been exceptionally disciplined. They've been fantastic to work with. Great, like this year, another great bunch of players and a bunch, great bunch of girls. You know, if somebody is committed and they have a want to learn and a desire to get better, a player like that will always get better, and you can always do something with players like that. I think basketball is one sport where women do excel to a very high level, and National Cup finals for women can sometimes be as exciting, if not more exciting, than men's basketball. But the media historically doesn't pick up on women's sport as much as men's. So no matter how much you do with women's basketball or women's sport, unless it's at an international level, it still takes the backseat to men's sport. Standard of basketball in Mary Eye over the last few years has been very good. We went 3 years in a row where we won three Not Munster titles. One of those years we were the second year, which was 2006 to 2007, we actually went undefeated for the whole year, and we played some Division 1 National League teams that year as well and went undefeated against those teams. So the standard can be very, very high some years. This year, with our postgrads, we had an excellent team. Unfortunately, we didn't have our postgrads for the whole year. We had some excellent wins against some of the better teams in our leagues, but because we didn't have our full team for the whole year, it affected our league standing in the end. And we also were unfortunate in that we lost five or six of our games by 1 point in overtime and in double overtime, which those games could have gone either way. So we were a bit unlucky this year with some of our results. Proudest moment I've had in coaching Mary Eye teams was really the year that we won three in a row, because it's a great achievement in that two of the teams that we played against in the North Munster League were Division 1 National League teams, and those teams will have a lot more resources than a college team. They also will have weekly National League competition games against very, very strong teams from other counties. So those teams are together probably three or four nights a week, and I thought it was a great achievement for the girls that we had to go up against those teams and beat them home and away, and actually to win three in a row in any competition is a major achievement. What do I see in the future for basketball in Mary Eye? I think basketball in Mary Eye can have a big future in that we have a fantastic sports hall in college right now. There seems to be a huge influx of basketball players coming into the college over the last few years, especially with postgrad students, and I feel that it's a great sport for the students, because here in Snow you can play basketball on a Monday and Wednesday. The league doesn't involve a huge amount of travelling, in that it's a lot of teams now, there's a huge amount of teams and clubs after setting up within the Limerick and Shannon region, so there's not a huge amount of travelling in the games. I feel that if Mary Eye, with the numbers of Mary Eye now, they could actually have a college team to represent the college in the intervarsity competitions, because the college is getting so strong at basketball, and I feel that if they started to play in competitions like that, it could have a huge it could have a huge effect on the number of first years and second years and postgrads who play in the college. To a first year student that's thinking of playing basketball, always welcome anyone to try out for the team. We're delighted to have everyone come down and try out in the team. The plan next year would probably be to set up trials on different nights, because I suppose the problem with having a tryout on one night is that you can end up with 60 players in the gym and you don't really get to see them all, and you may end up losing some of the ones that you haven't seen playing at their full potential. So next year I think we'll have more of a planned approach to how we look at our tryouts, so that we get to see every player who wants to play for the college, and we'd be delighted to have everyone try out and look forward to seeing them there. I just really like to thank the team I had this year. They were a great bunch of girls, and wish them the very best in their future careers. those postgrads who are leaving, and hopefully we'll see all the first and second years back next year.
Tony has been in charge of this team for quite some time now. In his time, he has seen a lot of great players come and go. Next, we hear from some of those players, both past and present, about their time in Mary Eye, both on and off the court, about working with Tony and what they see in the future for women's basketball.
My name is Grace Donnelly, I'm 20 years old, I'm from Limerick and I'm studying BEd.
I'm Sarah Dynan, I'm 19, I'm from Tralee, County Kerry, and I'm a second year BEd.
My name is Neve McCarthy, I'm a postgrad student at Mary Eye and I'm from Sabrina, West Cork.
I play basketball as in when I was in secondary school, so I had and I played with the club UL, the actual club there for a few years as well. So I liked basketball, so I said I'd keep it up when I saw that it was an option here in Mary Eye.
I decided to play basketball because on the first day that I was in, we saw the sheets to sign up for basketball and there were loads of names and I didn't know many people in Mary Eye, so I said it'd be a good way to get to know people, and I'd also played basketball all the way through secondary school, so I said it's a good way to keep it up.
I've been playing since I was 8, played all the way through schools, colleges, clubs. We're just trying to find a local team and play.
Our training schedule of basketball involves two nights a week, one and a half hour and one kind of 1 hour, just Mondays and Wednesday nights. That's really it. If we have a match, we have one training session and one match a week.
People don't really know about basketball in Mary Eye. A lot of people don't think there's a team. And the only reason you'd know there's a team is if you were going through the Talton to go to the gym or something and see people playing with basketballs. We're not really recognised by the college because we don't play other colleges. We just play in the local league in Limerick. So therefore we don't get funding like the soccer team and the GA teams because they actually play other colleges.
We're seen as a club, we're not really seen as a college team, so we don't really get the same recognition as say like the footballers do or something like that. We don't get much, we don't get any money really from the college. In that sense we don't get as much recognition as we could do. Like we need proper, we don't really have the proper basketballs, we have, they're all different sizes and stuff, and our gear is pretty old as well. So in that sense, you don't, you know, we should get more recognition.
One person who does know a lot about sport in Mary Eye is Ciara Cregan.
My name is Ciara Cregan and I'm the sports officer in Mary Immaculate College.
What is your role with regards to sports teams in the college?
I suppose basically anything to do with sports and recreation, I'm there to kind of support it in some way, or the organisation and administration of sports really would be the main thing.
How is each team financially supported by the college?
Well, we pay the affiliation fees. We pay coaching fees, transport, referees, meals, that kind of thing. It's the necessities really that we'd be responsible for.
What do you think the future holds for women's basketball in Mary Eye?
I think they need to set up a club. I think they need to kind of get out there and promote themselves a bit more. They're a small group, but there are, every year you get a load of students signing up for different sports, and basketball is popular with the girls. It's just a matter of trying to keep the recreational players, say, involved and keep them interested throughout the year. Now, I know we tried to set one up last year and unfortunately I think the numbers dwindled a bit and they didn't have the sufficient numbers. But, you know, it's something that we need to try again next semester. Try to get it up and running and maybe start some internal leagues or just something to promote it and to let people know that they're out there. But we need help from the girls themselves.
How do the girls think the recognition of the sport could be improved?
Improving the recognition of female basketball, I suppose, would be advertising it more and having some kind of awareness nights or kind of advertising for the matches, because there's never support at the games and stuff. So maybe some events before or after to kind of encourage it.
female recognition, there's a lack of it all over the all over sport. Like, you don't see the female footballers on the TV, you always see the men's teams. And it's the same in basketball. The females don't get recognised as much as the men. Like, the men are broadcasted a lot more on TV, and even just they're advertised around the city as well a lot more than the female basketball is. Limerick is a great hub for basketball. There's, when you think of basketball in Limerick, you think of the UL women's team and the Limerick Lions team. And then the division that we're playing in, there's a lot of competitive teams, so it's great.
Yeah, there's a good few clubs. There's St. Columb's inside in Limerick City, and then there's for That's Girls Club, and then there's the UL Ohanish as well, and there's some like Limerick Lions as well. So it is, there is a lot of basketball in Limerick, and the UL Ohanish team have done very well in the national leagues. When you watch the basketball on the TV, you do see Limerick kind of, you know, showing a face in it anyway. So.
Team sports like basketball must develop great commitment and trust between its members, especially when the girls don't necessarily know each other outside of the team.
I suppose we've made loads of friends, like travelling to the matches together and stuff. We've made a few more friends that we wouldn't have perhaps if we hadn't played in the team together. So we can kind of arrange ourselves to go out. We haven't organised any events per se, which maybe that's something that could be looked into, maybe sort of setting up as an organisation or a society. And then, you know, having some events and stuff, because there's not much events really unless we organise it on the side ourselves.
You get to meet everyone. And we're exchanging lesson plans and stuff between the BEDs, and you get to, like, the French girl last year was asking us about Ireland, and you got to, like, we took her around Limerick as well just to show her around for a day and stuff, so it was great.
Last year we had a French foreign exchange student, and so we have had, you know, foreign students on it, but the rest of the team is just mainly Irish based.
Inspiration for playing basketball is another key element for people to play the sport. So we asked some of the players just who gave them inspiration.
I don't really have many. I just played, basketball was kind of big in my secondary school. We were a new secondary school, and it just coincidentally happened that my year and the year above me, we all played in the UL club outside of school. So we kind of just ended up just kind of through word of mouth, kind of started playing that way. So I didn't really have any personalities. Was Michael Jordan. He's good.
Sports personalities. Well, we'd have to say, like, our team, we've ended up in double overtimes a couple of times this year. So we were thinking Paul O'Connell would be a great man to have on the bench, because in double overtime, he'd be a great man to spur you on and give you a kick up the backside, really.
Tony is a great coach. He's very enthusiastic when he comes. We mightn't have many people turning up sometimes, but he wouldn't kind of go, oh, there's no point in training. He'd be there and he'd be in good spirits. And even in games, he was very good. We didn't always win, but he'd always keep up the momentum and keep up the support and kept going, no, we can do this. And we have won a few games, but I'd say due to his involvement and his support that he's given us.
When you think of Tony as a coach, you think successful and experienced. So he's great to have on the team. And when girls found out that Tony was actually coaching us, they thought that it was a real privilege to play for him.
In 2005, Mary Eye basketballers won their first Limerick League title. We spoke with one of those players, Teresa Cleary, to hear about her experiences with the team.
My name is Teresa Cleary and I'm from Tipperary, and I've been playing basketball since I've been about maybe 12 years of age, and I'm a past student of Mary Eye from 2001 to 2005. played on the Mary Eye basketball team for the 4 years I was there. I trained from 1 to 2 times a week, depending on people's schedules, who is available for training, etc. And basically, each training session entailed warming up, and then we'd work on our different skills like shooting and passing, team plays, different plays, defense, offense, and then we'd usually end with some scrimmage games.
So what's it like having Tony as a coach?
I think Tony here was a great incentive for a lot of players to play with Mary Eye's basketball team. When you go to training, there's a coach there who knows what he's talking about, has an organised training schedule and good like offensive plays and good ideas. It's always more of an incentive to go back, whereas if you had a trainer that wasn't as interested, you'd be less likely to be, you know, going back to training every week after week. So he was definitely very, very good for all the players, very encouraging, very good coach. So I really enjoyed playing with him. I think a lot of the girls, he would have been a big factor in a lot of the girls playing as well. I think Mary Eye, it's obviously a very traditional college, so GAA was always kind of the principal sport there, the Camogie hurling and Gaelic football. And I wouldn't, at that time, I've actually got into Gaelic in the meantime, but at that time I was very much focused on basketball because I played with my school team, and then I actually played with the UL Super League team as well. But I always was interested in basketball, but only because I was interested in basketball did I play in Mary Eye. I never noticed anything being promoted around the college or anyone really talking about basketball. It was a very kind of low-key sport there, actually. So there was quite a few Irish international players going to Mary Eye at the time, but we were playing for a local league, which would be kind of, I mean, it was a very good league and I thoroughly enjoyed playing, but it would have been one of the lower leagues in Limerick. But I suppose people wouldn't be as attracted to play for that as opposed to playing for, say, Division 1 or a Super League team if they had the option, you know. I just heard there that through the grapevine that Mary Eye have won 3 of the ladies' championships in a row as a local league. So I feel that if Mary Eye maybe perhaps moved up to the next level and started to build from there, even if they moved up to Division 1, it's actually the league beneath the Super League. And it probably would be more competitive, maybe a bit more difficult to get results. But I feel that like you probably benefit more from being in a more competitive league. So I feel that if they have won 3 in a row, they definitely would be ready to move on to a higher level of basketball. So that would be the next level, I'd say, to move on to.
What do you think of the value of teamwork?
When you play a sport with someone, you kind of bonded them as well. So especially when we were successful, it was great. There was great spirit in the team, and we'd go out and celebrate after and stuff like that. So that was great. The brilliant aspect of it.
What would be your usual warm up to a game?
We'd have a chat about the game with Tony, and we'd just talk about like our opponents, like what to expect and what plays we're going to go with that day. And then we'd warm up. We'd have a set warm up usually every day. So we do some layup, some shooting, maybe some foul shots, and basically just get warmed up and then get ready for the game, get all psyched up and ready to go.
Okay, so far we've heard a lot about the past and times gone by, but what does the future hold for women's basketball in Mary Eye?
The future of basketball in Mary Eye. Hopefully I'd like to see it change into kind of a society and get more recognition from the college. We did approach this matter at the start of this year, but we had to have a number of members to qualify or for something for a society, but we didn't have that amount of members. So, but because we're actually representing Mary Eye, I would hope that we'd be seen as a college team and maybe just entering the local colleges leagues instead of, because at the moment we're just entering the local leagues around Limerick and stuff, so maybe something like that, and maybe more participation, maybe if there's more people interested, maybe more teams, and kind of have in-college tournaments and stuff, maybe.
I think basketball should be promoted a lot more so that for the future of basketball in Mary Eye, people actually know about it, and with the college being so full of girls, to only have 10 players on a team we should have a lot more teams and we should just have a lot more variety.
What about any prospective players or first years who come into the college looking to get involved in basketball? What advice would you give to them?
If you're interested in playing basketball at Mary I, I'd say definitely go first, do it. It's very fun. It's very laid back, the basketball at Mary I. It's a bit, just a bit of fun, a bit of crack. There's no pressure on to perform. If you don't have to come and have had basketball experience before. You can just come and just play away, you know, from the start. It's fine. There's no pressure to be some brilliant basketball player. So anyone can come just for the exercise, the friendships.
So it's clear every person in the college of MIC needs to get behind the team. And since music is a big part of what we do here in Wired FM, we asked one of the players to suggest one song which could be used by Wired to show support for ladies basketball in Mary Immaculate College.
Well, actually, from my school days, we won about, I think, maybe 3 All-Ireland titles with our school. So we used to play up in Tala, the National Basketball Arena. So we always had this tape that one of the girls made with like several songs, but it was all I remember. It's quite cheesy, but the Eye of the Tiger, we'd put it on just as our bus was about to enter into the National Arena. We'd all get psyched up. So that was a song that always reminds me of playing basketball from my youth. So.
FM would like to thank everybody who is involved in the making of Sideline Times. This documentary was produced by Wired FM in conjunction with the Broadcasting Commission of Ireland Sound and Vision Funding Scheme.